You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. .837 here on the west coast of the United States. Joining me right now is a former Marine officer, Bo Higgins. And I know there's no such thing as former Marines and all that, but just put a cork in that. That means he's no longer on active duty. Bo, first of all, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going this morning, Mac?
It's going all right. It's going all right. Obviously, I think probably like you and everybody else in, around the country, you know, the news of the last 24 hours, incredibly sad, and I don't know, to me there seems to be enough data points where I'm not sure how a guy that's threatening people overtly on that many watch lists in terms of the school and whatnot doesn't break squelch for somebody, but it seems, I don't know, so shaking my head a little bit this morning. You live in Florida.
Yeah, I was going to say, it certainly hits close to home for us here in Florida, and I found my son, who's in high school, was telling me his best friend went to that high school, actually, the freshman. So a little bit, you know, makes it personable when you have a connection like that. I mean, again, it's always rough, but something like that, when my son was kind of, the first time ever, it kind of hit home, I think. So, yeah, definitely made it more personal.
Let me ask you something that we've discussed on this program. Have you sat down and talked to your son about what do you do if you're at a mall, a theater, or at school if somebody starts shooting?
You know, we have talked about it because my kid, you know, growing up on Marine bases, I think that was just kind of part of your MO to talk about it a little bit. And again, yesterday, last night, I did it with all my kids, talked about, hey, this is what you do. I mean, this kind of talked about that, you know, active shooter type of a scenario. And it's something you never hope they have to, you know, go through, but better safe than sorry, obviously, to have those discussions.
Yeah, you know, I'm with you. We've talked about it here on the program that, you know, teach them how to swim, and at some point sit them down. If somebody starts shooting, tell them what to do, which does not include just get on the ground, okay? In spite of everything you've seen in a movie, it's hard to shoot somebody when they're running. So teach your kids what to do and that concrete is a good thing. And to go find a piece of it and then get the hell out of there. But you know, just that conversation in and of itself, I mean, extremely awkward for parents, but, it's one that you have to have these days, and it's extremely sad. Extremely sad.
Indeed.
All right. First of all, let's get to know you a little bit, and then we'll talk for a few minutes here. First of all, born and raised where?
Born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. Just got back from 4 days of Mardi Gras. My voice is still a little bit shot.
So you're from Louisiana. I didn't know that. Now, people from Louisiana, you guys aren't like the rest of us.
Yes, we don't know we're different until we leave. And we realize that what you grew up with is not exactly normal. I think you think you're normal until you leave there. Yeah.
Right. Right. No, we look at you guys as a bit of like, you know, like going to the Star Wars bar. Like, holy smokes, what is this? They speak a different language. They have different, very different customs. Are we sure? Am I still in the United States? Louisiana, a little bit different.
No doubt about it. We eat different, talk different, you know, but it was just a little crazy. But, you know, it's an acquired taste for some, but for some there, it seems normal.
Exactly. All right, so where do you go to college, and how does the Marine Corps get on your radar?
Yeah, so went off to University of Virginia. I was actually a walk-on football player there and realized pretty quickly that my future was not going to be in the NFL, and had a great 4 years, but literally was finishing up my senior year of college and didn't know what I wanted to do. My dad had been an enlisted Marine, so it was something that was kind of always in the background and literally saw the Marine recruiter, outside the library one day my senior year and said, you know, I think I'm going to give this Marine Corps thing a shot. And started applying from there for the OCS program, and the rest is kind of history. I was not in ROTC or anything while in college. Did the OCS route out of UVA.
So you were a normal human being as Pathways to the Marine Corps goes. You did the appropriate thing. You played athletics and chased women in college, and then you looked around for something to do, and you say, hey, that looks like something that would be good for me, as opposed to the dorks among us who at the age of 16 or 17 are marching around and say, hey, I want to go to VMI or Texas A&M. Are you with me on that deal? You're a normal human being then.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly didn't. I probably couldn't have conformed to the structure of that at an early age for those that knew me in college especially. And, yeah, I definitely lived a full life, in college, and really at the back end, it was time to maybe change it up a little bit and see what the next, challenge out there was.
Well said, a full life. What position did you play in football?
Okay, defensive end. Again, not deciding any highlight types of UVA anytime soon, but I was out there. So yeah, it was good stuff. Enjoyed it for sure.
Did you play for 4 years? Did you use up your eligibility?
No.
Or you were?
Nope. I only did it. I did it for 1 year, before I walked off. And just, I realized again, it was, in some ways, it was, you find out it's kind of a business more than it is fun at that level.
Yeah.
And the bottom line was I honestly didn't have the talent or the heart as you need to put into it, to kind of get to the next level. And again, enjoyed too much the other pursuits of college.
Okay, so tell us, you joined the Marine Corps. Did you have any idea what you wanted to be in the Marine Corps, or how does that work?
Yeah, no, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I really thought I was going to go in and, for 3.5 years and then go back and get my MBA. That was kind of my vision when I was in the process, just something to kind of hone my leadership and challenge myself. Didn't have a vision of what I wanted to do in the Marine Corps. I think once you start the process, I certainly was focused on potentially going the infantry route. But I had the opportunity as I was finishing up TBS, to get a slot as a SIGINT guy. I ended up making the choice to go in the SIGINT field. So, ended up being a great opportunity for me, but not where I ever would have expected when I started that.
Okay,
journey.
So let me ask you a question. You don't get in SIGINT unless you're a brainiac. Are you like a really smart guy?
No. I think that there's always, there's a little bit of opportunities for folks across the board to get into the SIGINT side. We have
hold on. Okay. Have you ever worn the nickname genius in a platoon or a squad or anything?
Never. I guarantee you. Anyone that's ever known me, you'll guarantee. Promise you, I have never had that nickname. I promise you. A lot of nicknames, not that one.
All right. Wow. So SIGINT. Can we talk about that?
We can talk about it some, for sure.
Okay. For those of you, you're the first SIGINT officer that we've ever had on the program. First of all, tell everybody what it is.
Yeah, so, in simple terms, the Signals Intelligence MLS is out there to gather up signals, whether that be, radio signals, which is kind of what it was focused on, 20, 30 years ago. But a lot of it's like data signals these days from radars, from anything that can be surround, any kind of conversation that's out there. We're basically trying to collect it all. So having the equipment and techniques to collect signals, and then also having linguists, we had Spanish linguists, Russian linguists, Chinese linguists, you name it, to be able to, if you do collect some type of a radio transmission, to be able to also translate it. So just one of many different intel disciplines that's out there to collect and analyze and process, any kind of signals that are out there in the air.
And I dare say that our ability to do that has increased over time, and signals intelligence has become a huge part of daily operations in the American military. Yes.
Oh, for sure. I think the challenge, though, is although our capability has gotten better, there's just a lot more signals that are out there. I mean, just imagine how many folks are now using, you know, different, more phones, more communications methods. And our life is much more electronic than it was, you know, 20, 30 years ago. So although the capabilities are better, the challenges are also better trying to sort through all that. Because, you know, we don't care about, you know, anything happening locally. All we care about is something that's, you know, international, and going to impact us, you know, from a military standpoint. So how do you find that and hone in on that and kind of separate the wheat from the chaff? That's really the hard part.
And that's why we have guys like you, smart guys like you.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I try my best.
All right, so you're a SIGINT officer. Give me, in a couple minutes, give me a capsule of your career.
Yeah, so, you know, the first part of my career as lieutenant and captain, spent a tour with 2nd Radio Battalion, got to do a MU deployment with them over to Somalia back in the 91 time frame.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. Went off from there, got to do a tour, a couple tours, you know, up at National Security Agencies. I did an NSA tour, kind of the you know, the mothership of all things SIGINT is the National Security Agency up there at Fort Meade.
Yes.
You know, moving on from there, really the career, you know, as you progress, as anyone, you know, kind of moved on to more generic intel roles, end up being the S2 for 15th MU, which was really a fantastic opportunity because with that experience, went into both, we were actually in Australia on 9/11 with 15th MU and went right into Afghanistan from there with 15th MU and then had a great, an amazing time in Afghanistan in the early days. Then came back and went right into Iraq, and OIF-1 kicked off again at the 2 for 15th MU. And can kind of go on from there. So, you know, several tours in Iraq, several tours in Afghanistan, was the CO of a recon battalion as an 05, and kind of last tour as a colonel was the CO of headquarters battalion, 2nd MAR Div, and that's the last deployment over to Afghanistan running security for Camp Leatherneck out there. So, yeah, good stuff.
All right, and tell us what you're doing now.
So now I really have one of probably the greatest jobs in America. I work for Amazon in talent acquisition. So I am a military recruiter. I have a team, myself and a team here, solely focused on hiring military folks into Amazon. So really a great job and a chance to kind of give back to that military community that I was part of.
Okay. We got about 10 minutes, 11 minutes left. Can we talk about that?
Of course. Happy to.
All right. Who's Amazon interested? It's one of the things that you realize when you get out, guys like us that are older, is that not everybody is interested in you. Some companies are, some companies aren't. If you're a staff sergeant, lieutenant, captain, younger, you know, probably closer to 30 than you are to 40 or 50, certainly there's an incredible market for you. Who's Amazon interested in?
I think the beauty of Amazon, what I've come to realize in working with a bunch of other companies now, is that Amazon is really and honestly interested in everyone that's transitioning. From the most junior Marine to most senior Marine out there or veteran across the board. I mean, should we need folks that are loading trucks and driving forklifts and working on HVAC systems? Up to, you know, junior level managers to senior level managers to folks that are running plants, you know, that are, you know, million square foot facilities. So, you know, what I say all the time is what I need is someone that can lead. You can give me someone that can lead and that's willing to work hard and that can hopefully be somewhat comfortable working with data because data is the big, you know, fact of what we do. There's a job for you somewhere at Amazon. The growth, the scale that we're growing at is amazing, and we just need a lot of talent across the board. So it's really, like I said, I think it's unique in that, you know, program management jobs, for example. I mean, we need a little bit of everything. So that's the beauty of a place like this is that we're not very solely focused on one skill set, but, you know, kind of any skill set you have somewhere, you know, I'm the kind of guy that can hopefully vector folks in the military to where their skill set matches where we have a need at Amazon.
You mentioned working with data. Explain that.
Well, I mean, in the, even in the, whether you're working in the fulfillment center world, which is, you know, our big warehouses, or if you're working in a program management world, or you're working as myself in the HR world, you know, it's everything, or all, most of the decisions we make are based on data, and understanding and being able to be comfortable utilizing data. You know, decisions that we make have to be based on fact, have to be based on, you know, history. So looking back on, you know, historically, what are the key performance indicators that are out there that are driving success, understanding that and being comfortable with that and being able to do a little analysis to predict the future. And how do we, you know, I talk all the time in military terms with my team, is like, you know, what we really are trying to do in any role in Amazon in a lot of ways is make sure we're man trained and equipped to be successful. To be man trained and equipped to be successful, you have to be able to look back at what has been successful in the past and say, you know, we need some more training, or we need some more people, or, you know, we need better systems. So again, being comfortable with data is a huge part of folks that are successful at Amazon. And again, I think it's something that it can be learned. But it's something that if you have that skill set already, it makes a difference. And those are the folks that we've seen that have the most success at Amazon that can do that.
Okay, let me ask you about your transition. Because Amazon is, you know, we had actually you and I got introduced by Colby Williamson, who's a former Marine. And the interview I did with him, and we'll have you back, certainly when we have some more time, Bob, obviously the events this morning changed the program. But Colby's great story, you know, enlisted in the Marine Corps out of, where's Texas A&M, Lubbock? College Station. Grew up in College Station, winds up being a fire team leader in Fallujah, gets out. And he really gave a good little PME about, hey, your first maybe two jobs, you need to look at it as an extension of your Marine Corps time in terms of transitioning. I might have to have two duty stations under additional duty stations before I have the educational background and the training to get the job I really want, which is in my hometown of Hagerstown, Maryland, but I'm not going to have the resume that's strong enough to compete for that job until I do a couple of things. And he really laid it out, I thought, exceptionally well. And he talked about, you know, when Amazon, his position at Amazon opened up. And so I'm curious about your transition. How did you find your way to Amazon?
Yeah, I think that's the key to anyone having a successful transition is really about networking. And that's the way I was able to get this job. My initial job out of the Marine Corps, I actually worked for a couple years here in Tampa, at a company that fabricated and installed fiber optic cable. And from that job, we were actually, doing some work at Amazon Fulfillment Centers, and I was trying to, you know, get more business and reaching out to contact Marine friends of mine that worked at Amazon that's really how it all worked. I think that's what I tell folks all the time, you know, make sure you're keeping up those connections that you had from high school, from college, that you meet out, you know, outside the fence of the military, because those are the folks that are going to help you later on. You know, the reality is you're just putting your resume into the system, into the hopper online. The chances of you actually getting found and hired are pretty slim. You need to have that internal advocate. Now, that internal advocate is likely going to be one of your friends that you've met somewhere along the way that's already made a transition, and that can, you know, vector you to an actual hiring manager to get looked at. That's the hardest part, I think, in many ways of getting that job is just even getting considered. And I know a lot of people get very frustrated because they don't have someone to kind of look out for them. And again, I think that's what comes down to that networking piece being so critical to success.
You know, it's interesting. I've heard it discussed as, when you come through the front door and go into the pile, that's as tough as it gets in terms of getting a job. If you can get a job that way, you've done something. Coming in the back door with an advocate so that you go into that second pile that gets you an interview is the key. So your advice would be, you know, your Facebook contact, your contacts, your LinkedIn contacts, peruse that stuff and start reaching out to people, telling them that you're looking, with the hopes that somebody comes back and says, hey, let's have lunch because we're looking for people. But it's those contacts that are going to open doors for you that lead to legitimate employment.
Yeah, that is critical. I mean, when I was going in my transition, I talked to, literally hundreds of people, about jobs that maybe I wasn't even very interested in. But again, it's just about kind of getting your name in the rotation, so to speak, right? You want to get your name out there in circulation. So whether it's Facebook, make sure you have a good LinkedIn profile and you're asking questions or posting things out there. There's an amazing veterans network that is out there and can and will help and wants to give back. But, I think that in some ways the most important things are the network piece is very important. You have to know kind of what you want. I mean, when folks come to me and say, I'll do anything anywhere, that's not really helping me. I need a little more focus on what you're trying to get to, you know? So again, I tell folks all the time, like, hey, we have a million jobs on Amazon, but narrow it down a little bit. You want to be in operations, IT, whatever it may be. Understand where you're trying to get to. Start getting your name out there in the hat and talk to folks. And that really is what I think, generating that buzz about yourself. You need to be your best, advocate. Doing that, what was really a key to being successful and finding that first job.
All right. Bo, first of all, I apologize for life intervening here and the president speaking and all that. What we'll do is, I'll shoot you an email. We'll get on your calendar again and, would love to hear a little bit more about your career, in particular, your combat deployments and, leadership experience and also, the advice that you would give people that are interested in working at Amazon. So, short answer: if people are interested in working at Amazon, now veterans, how do they get into? Is there a veteran pipeline? How do they source Amazon?
The honest answer is come to me and I'll help them out and let me be that conduit to them. You can find me, my email address is bhiggs@amazon.com. You're happy to share that. You can find me on LinkedIn, Bo Higgins, not a lot of BEAU, HIGGINS. So reach out to me. Let me be the guy that helps vector you in the right direction, answer questions for you. Truly happy to help. That's my job is to be able to, I'm hiring veterans and mostly transitioning veterans. So especially if you're someone that's wearing the uniform today and has any questions, not that I won't hire any veteran out there, but, we do focus even more on the folks that are, in that period where they're getting out the next few months, and any way I can help, I'm happy to.
That's a cool email address, bhiggs@amazon.com.
Bhiggs, baby. That's it. Blow it up.
Exactly. That's exactly the way it ought to be yelled. All right, bud. First of all, thanks for doing this, and I will be in touch. We'll get you back on, and good luck to you and all the veterans. I mean, I've had a number of veterans either check from Amazon, check out my LinkedIn profile, there's a few of them working there. Yes.
Oh yeah, we have a great as anywhere. The Marines all seem to be able to find each other, especially on the birthday, as it should be. And again, it really that network is strong within Amazon. So let's just get some more on board. Looking forward to it.
All right, bud. Hey, have a good one. Good
awesome.
Good luck.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, good luck with that weather in Tampa.
Yeah, appreciate it. Enjoy Cali. All right, out here.
All right, there you have it. Bo Higgins here on a Thursday. Amazon. You just heard him. If you're looking for work and you're a veteran, shoot him an email, bhiggs@amazon.com. We'll do more with Bo again down the road. We're going to take a quick break. Mike Musselman joins us next on a Thursday. Don't touch that dial.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it. Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military, for a first responder, for a hunter, for an outdoorsman, or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you. The Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner, proven and dependable.